Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
One of the most common questions I get is, Craig, how is living in Cancun? Oh, man. Listen, you are so far behind the times. Today, I'm going to give you a life update. I'm going to tell you about my new daily routine. I'm going to tell you about a major change that's going on in our family. And I'm going to get you up to speed and give you my five laws of clarity that allow me to focus on what matters. It's going to allow you to focus on what matters and live the life of your dreams. My name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm the host of Early to Rise Radio. And on today's show, we are going to dive deep. Now, I want to start, first of all, by, you know, going back to that common question. People ask me, you know, how is it being a new dad, you know, having your first kid? How is it living in Cancun? And if you're just on one kid, you are behind the times because we have a big announcement in that we had a little gender reveal the other week on Instagram. We're having a boy as our third kid, not our second kid, our third kid. So we have two girls right now. Our first one, Isabella, she just turned two. We had this Minnie Mouse themed birthday party. It was a big deal. And that was the second of five birthday parties that we're having for her because we are moving back to Vancouver for several months. So before we found out that we were pregnant with our third, my wife and I had planned to move back to Canada and spend a year in Vancouver, which is where her family lives. And we had got the house arranged, all this sort of stuff. And then we found out a couple of days before Christmas of 2023 that Michelle was pregnant again. So our second daughter, Sophia, was born in 2023. So she's about 6 months old. And we almost had the Irish twins, as the old saying goes, of our second and third being within 12 months, but they'll be about 13 months apart and we have a boy coming. So we will soon have two girls living in Vancouver. Then we are going to have our third child, a boy, but we are moving back to Mexico. Just to really confuse you, we're moving back to Mexico to have our third child. Why do we move back to Mexico to have our third child? Well, when you have a baby in Mexico, you can, the baby can get a Mexican passport. So our two daughters have two passports, Canadian and Mexican, and our third child will have the same, provided we move back here. Now, why are we moving back to Vancouver from Cancun? Well, it's just too darn hot here, okay? So about 10 months of the year, you really just can't go outside. I can't go outside after 9 o'clock in the morning till about 6 o'clock at night. And then I can't really walk around. It's just too darn hot. And the sun is just so powerful. So that's kind of like the family update. This pregnancy has been a little more difficult on Michelle. She had a lot more morning sickness. So that's when we like thought that it might be a boy because the first two pregnancies, she didn't have that morning sickness. Our second daughter is teething. So I'm up a little bit in the middle of the night, a little bit more with screaming baby in my face, getting her through that teething part. But Isabella, our two-year-old, is just absolutely amazing. She's learning lots of words and running around really fast. And she speaks Spanish 80% of the time. So 80% of the words she knows are Spanish. And she's going to be able to speak Spanish and English. When we move back to Canada, it's a great tip for everybody who has young kids, because I think it's very important for you to get as much help as possible. And when we move back to Canada, my wife has already found a Spanish-speaking nanny for us back in Canada. And she just, what she did was she went on Facebook and there's nanny groups in all the major cities. So if you live in Toronto, if you live in Washington, D.C., if you live in Southern California, you know, just go on Facebook and type nanny and then your location. So she typed in nanny North Vancouver because you would get it down to specific areas of cities. So North Vancouver nanny, and she put in her specific recommendations. We want a Spanish speaking nanny. We want them a couple days per week from 8 till 5. And she had 50 applications from Spanish speaking nannies in the North Vancouver, not entire Vancouver, but North Vancouver area. And so we've already got a couple lined up and we're going to be able to continue to teach our daughter Spanish as they grow up. And even when we're back in Canada. So I think that's pretty much like everything. Oh, I wanted to update you on my health. Turning 49 this year, all my blood work always comes back awesome. Ever since, one of the great things about moving to Mexico is our vitamin D levels have gone way up, even though we don't do any supplementation because you just get so much sunshine down here. Oh, and then the last thing is I'm working on a brand new book called Either Effortless Discipline or The Dark Side of Discipline. Still figuring out the title. I'm 80% done the first draft. We're going to have that to our coaching clients on March 16th of 2023 because I got public accountability. I told people I was going to have this book done. That's another writer downer. If you want to move mountains in your life, if you want to get something done, get public accountability. Tell people you're going to do something and you don't want to let them down. So I'm going to have that book done to my coaching clients, the first draft. They're going to edit it. They're going to go through and they're going to tell me three things. They're going to get do a CUB review. CUB. So we do this for all of our copywriting in our business. And that stands for markdown anywhere it's confusing, anywhere it's unbelievable, and anywhere it's boring. And they're going to, you know, color code that. If it's confusing, it's yellow. If it's unbelievable, it's blue. If it's boring, it's pink. They're going to send that back to me and I'm going to go through all their edits and improve the book and then work with a professional editor to get that out probably by September of this year, because that's a good time for people to get into the discipline mindset, not the summertime, but into the September time in the discipline mindset. So we're going to launch that book. You'll be able to get it if you're not a coaching client, probably in September of this year. And I started writing that in January. So it took me about 60 days to get the first draft done. All right. So how the heck do I do all of this? How do we manage our household? How do we live according to our plan and make sure we hit our goals with, we're going to have 3 under 2.5, not 200. We're, right now we have 2 under 2 and it's not that bad. Just takes a lot of planning and preparation. But we're soon going to have 3 under 2.5. A lot of people write in, they, oh man, you have to go to zone defense. You know, it's no longer one-on-one defense, it's zone defense. How are we going to be able to do this? And it all comes down to the 5 laws of clarity. And also this theme. I always have a theme for the year. And this year's theme for our year started off as everything for our girls. Every decision I make is for our girls. And that comes back to the clarity. When you know what really matters in your life, you're going to make the right decisions to move you towards it. So the first law of clarity is that you must align your actions with your dreams or you will suffer anxiety. You must align your actions with your dreams or you will suffer anxiety. I used to do a lot of workshops and I'm going to go back to them very soon once we get settled in Vancouver. After we move to Vancouver, after we move back to Mexico and have the baby, then we're going to move back to Vancouver and then I'm going to start doing my workshops again. And at these workshops where I get people to build their perfect life, what we find is that people have anxiety if they say that their goals are over here and their actions take them in the opposite direction. So that causes anxiety. They're misaligned. Now, if you align your actions and your dreams, then you are going to be able to elevate your performance without anxiety. But if you say, oh, I want to lose weight, and I look at your diet and you're eating pizza every night, you're going to have anxiety because you know that you are acting hypocritical to your goals. So law number one of clarity to achieve what you want in life is to align your actions with your dreams or you will suffer anxiety. Number two is that you must have a specific definition of success for your life, for your health, for your wealth, for your business, for your podcast, for all these things. And I learned this through all the coaching that I do with people. I've coached thousands of entrepreneurs. I've had so many coaching calls. I get so many emails from people. And a lot of people tell me they want to get rich. They want to have impact. They want to be more disciplined. They want to do this, that, or the other thing. And those are just vague goals. So I say to them, what's your specific definition of success? You want to start a podcast. You want to have impact. What does that mean? What does that mean to have impact? You want to make 10 people smile? You want to stop 100,000 people from committing suicide? Like, what is your impact? What does that really mean? Because only when I know your specific definition of success can I build you a roadmap. Very much like for me, when I said I have to write the first draft of my new book by March 16th, well, I knew that I had to get up and write 500 to 1,000 words every single day before anybody else in the house got up. That was a very specific definition of success, which allowed me to build a very specific blueprint to achieve that. So law number two is you must have a specific definition of success for every area of your life. Law number three, spend time in silence. The answers you seek are inside of you. If all you do is go around with inputs, with another podcast, another audiobook, listening to other people's YouTube videos like this one. I appreciate you listening, but sometimes you just got to go and you have to connect the dots of all the information that you gathered. So when I go to the gym, there's no audio inputs. I love it when they're not playing music at the gym. And sometimes, you know, sometimes they have music on, sometimes they don't. I'd rather train in silence. I walk in silence. I sit in silence every morning in meditation because the answers are inside of me and I just have to connect the dots because I gather lots of information throughout the day. Conversations with clients and coaches, also watching some YouTube, a little bit of podcasts, mostly reading. I gather the information, but if you never spend any time without the inputs and you're just getting more information, you never have time to connect the dots and come up with the big output. So spend time in silence. Number four, never waste time chasing other people's dreams. And never waste time chasing other people's definitions of discipline. That's one of the big messages of my books. We see people, you know, we go on Instagram. Oh, all these people are cold plunging. Just today, I got a message from a friend who's been cold plunging. He loves it. He feels it's been an amazing component to his health and his goal setting this year and his success. And I look at that and I go, oh, maybe I should go cold plunge. But I don't need to cold plunge right now in my life. That's not limiting me from success. I don't need to go and join an online discipline challenge where I do 19 things over the course of the day that stops me from writing my book and stops me from building my business and stops me from spending time with my kids. I'm chasing somebody else's dreams and definitions of discipline and I'm sacrificing my own. That's the wrong way. And very much like if you see somebody online, well, actually, I'll tell you what. I have a friend who lives here in Playa del Carmen, which is near Cancun, and he just went to Dubai. And he went to Dubai because he is a business partner in Dubai. And he says, I don't like fancy things. I don't like buying stuff. I'm very frugal. But when I go to Dubai, I feel like I have to buy a Gucci bag because everybody in Dubai has a Gucci bag. I know a guy who doesn't. He makes good money, but not crazy money. But because he pays no taxes in Dubai, he drives around in a Rolls Royce. And one of my coaches from our team went there and he felt like, I don't even like cars, but I feel like I had to get a Rolls Royce. And so when you're in Dubai, I mean, the overwhelming pressure to chase other people's dreams and to buy things you don't even want, that's a really, really great example and analogy of what people do when they go on Instagram. They see somebody doing something that they don't actually want to do, but our brains just get wired weirdly and we go and chase other people's dreams and they forget about our own dream and we mess up our lives. So be very careful. Never waste your time or energy chasing other people's dreams. Know what matters to you. Your values and your vision must drive every decision. Not somebody else's values, not somebody else's dreams. Your values, your vision must drive every decision that you make. And when you operate on that principle, you stick to what matters, your theme of the year, whatever it is. Like one of my themes from past years that allowed me to be successful was I want to be the best at less rather than mediocre at more. And it's challenging and tempting in these days to want to chase, like, I got to be on LinkedIn, I got to be on Instagram, I got to be on YouTube, I got to be on a podcast, I got to do this. And if you put a 10% effort into 10 different things, you won't get the results of putting 100% effort into one thing. And I learned that the hard way. So I decided I'd be the best at Instagram rather than mediocre at all these other things. And it helped build my business. So never waste time chasing other people's dreams. And then number five, set your ego aside and ask for help. Set your ego aside and ask for help. Once you know what matters, you can build a straight line to success. But just because you build a straight line to success doesn't mean it's going to be easy to achieve that. No, you got to not only do you have to stay off on the detours, you have to get help from your mentors to get past the obstacles that are going to be on your straight line to success. And this year, I've set my ego aside and asked for help in so many areas of my life, from health to parenting to relationships to business, you know, even the coaches in my company. So we have coaches in our company that coach our clients. I go to them for coaching and feedback. And I go to my team, my customer service team, and I say, I need help with this. What are we seeing on the customer service side of things that can improve our company, improve our programs? So I set my ego aside and I ask for help from everybody that I possibly can. If you are open to learning, if you are open to receiving information. That was one of the greatest lessons I ever learned from this woman named Shanda Sumpter, who is a very successful 8-figure female entrepreneur. And we were at a 100 million mastermind group meeting a couple of years ago. And she sat down and she said, she was talking about someone who she looked up to. And she said, that person is the greatest. They have the greatest skill of receiving information, because we get a lot of information. You might even have a coach telling you what to do. You might listen to this podcast and I'm telling you what to do, but are you receiving that information? Are you open to receiving that information and then doing something with that information? That separates the people who say they want to be successful from the people who are successful. People who say they want to be successful and get all this information, but then say, no, I'm going to do it my way. I know better, because their ego gets in the way, is never going to be as successful as a person who says, I'm going to set my ego aside and I'm going to be open to receiving this information and acting on it. That's the person who gets ahead in life. So my friend, those are the five laws of clarity. Align your actions with your dreams or you will suffer anxiety. You must have a specific definition of success for your life. Number three, spend time in silence. Number four, never waste time chasing other people's dreams. And number five, set your ego aside and ask for help. Those are the things that I've done that allow us to have clarity in our family. And Michelle does the same sort of thing. She spends a lot of time thinking about her family. And we have our core values in our family that drive our decisions and move us ahead. And that's why we're on the same team. And everybody I talk to, and I talk to some people whose marriages have failed, those people are great for giving marriage advice because they tell you what not to do. And everybody always says, people who are in successful marriages and people in failed marriages say, you got to be on the same team. You got to have great communication. And so that's what we spend a lot of time doing. So that is my life update. That's why there's balloons in the picture from Isabella's second birthday party. And we got to go back to Vancouver and have three more birthday parties. So I'll update you on that very soon. And watch for my book. March 16th is the day that the first draft goes out to my coaching clients. And it's going to be out to everybody in September of 2024 because I've just hired you for a public accountability on getting that goal done. This is Craig Ballantyne from Early to Rise Radio. Drop a comment down below and let me know if you're interested in my new book, The Dark Side of Discipline or Effortless Discipline. Let me know which title you prefer.